A very happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers out there. I thought on this Mother's Day, it would be good for us to reflect a bit, not only on the gift of our earthly mothers, but also upon the mother that we all hold in common, she whom we call our Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Church, throughout this month of May, invites us to a particular devotion to her. We're always called to be devoted to Our Lady, but these May days are days where we're invited to have a greater fervor and zeal and love for our Blessed Mother. She was given to us, of course, as a mother by Jesus himself on the cross. As he hung on the cross and looked down at his feet, he saw her there with St. John, the beloved disciple. Each of us is meant to see ourselves there in the sandals of St. John, the beloved disciple, and to hear our Lord say to us, as he said to St. John, "Behold your mother," and to her, "Behold your son." And we'll see in a couple weeks on Pentecost that it was precisely Our Lady who was at the center of that gathering of the apostles. They had a love for her and this confidence that she would help them to open themselves to that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Mary holds this central place in our faith. She is truly our mother, given to us by our Lord, and we are called to honor her with love as her sons and daughters. So on this Mother's Day, let us not forget to wish our Blessed Mother a happy Mother's Day and renew our love for her. In the Gospel today, our Lord continues his words to his apostles at the Last Supper. 21 years ago, in a homily that he preached on this day, the sixth Sunday of Easter, St. John Paul II summarized this Gospel reading with the simple three-word sentence, "Love is demanding." Love is demanding. We find in this call of our Lord to love one another a particular kind of love. He's speaking not just of warm feelings that we might have for another person, speaking not of that romantic experience of falling in love. Certainly, he's speaking about something much more than what is often held up as kind of the virtue of our day, that this bland tolerance of one another or coexistence with one another. No, he says, the kind of love he's speaking about is the kind of love that would go so far as to lay down its life for another. The kind of love Jesus is speaking about is this call to deny ourselves, to not seek our own selfish gratification, but instead to seek the true good of the other. And he tells us that to love with the kind of love he's speaking about means that we have to keep his commandments. "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love." The Gospels are full of the commandments of Christ as he preaches in the various towns of Israel. We find, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, the challenging command to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, to turn the other cheek, to strive not only to avoid outward shows of anger, but to rid even our hearts of anger. We find the commandment not just to worry ourselves about outward chastity and purity, but to strive to rid lust even from our hearts. He calls us to heed the commandments of God, and he gives us the full understanding of the meaning of the Ten Commandments. And he goes so far as to say, "If you want to be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me." This is the love that Christ calls us to. It is demanding. And it's a love that on our own we could never live. We need his grace, which is why we heard him last week say, "Without me you can do nothing." in our Blessed Mother, we find the perfect disciple. She lived this kind of love. She allowed the demands of true, perfect love to have a claim on her heart, which is why she went all the way to the cross with her Son. And there at the foot of the cross, she offered herself with him out of love for him and for all of us. She is Our Lady of Sorrows because she suffered for us out of love. We learn from Mary how to live this demanding love to which our Lord calls us. And one of the most beautiful, the best ways we can allow her to teach us how to love like this is by praying her rosary. When we pray the rosary, we sit at the feet of Our Lady, and she teaches us the mysteries that we meditate upon in the rosary. Are the mysteries of the life of her Son and her own life. And as she opens her immaculate heart to teach us about these mysteries, she teaches us how to love with the very love of God. So as we celebrate Mother's Day today and as we renew our devotion to her, perhaps we could make a new resolution to pray her rosary more often and with greater fidelity and love, so as to learn from her this demanding love that her Son calls us to. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen the Passion of the Christ. One of the striking things I've always found in that movie is the prominent place that Our Lady has, and how often throughout that film, she is a source of strength and inspiration to Jesus as he carries his cross. At the end of the film, when our Lord has died and his body is taken down from the cross, we see in live motion, if you will, that scene of the Pietà that we're so familiar with. Jesus' lifeless body is placed into the arms of our Blessed Mother. And she first looks down at his face and she kisses him, his own precious blood smeared on her cheek. And then in this very striking move, her eyes then turn upward and look straight into the camera, and they pierce out at the viewer, as if to say to us, this is love. This is the kind of demanding love that my own Son embraced for you. This is the love that I have embraced with him for you. And she pleads with us, will you not respond with your own gift of love? Let's ask her to pray for us today, that we might follow her example, that we might be willing to live this demanding love to which our Lord calls us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.